provoked, contacted the Rose Foundation and suggested we ought not to be funded, which was not very good. In Congress so far, we have not had anyone respond to the call. We believe that the appropriate committee would be Commerce and the House Energy and Commerce Committee, possibly House Judiciary Committee, because they have jurisdiction over wiretap legislation. So we're still optimistic, particularly when, in the light of our poll, we had overwhelming support for some kind of a hearing from the voters that we polled. We think possibly when the Congress people are back in their districts, maybe they will indeed hear some of the concern from their constituents. So we're optimistic that there will be a hearing.
John Simpson, I want to thank you for being with us, Director of Inside Google Project Consumer Watchdog, and also thanks to Noah Shachman, contributing editor at Wired Magazine. White House visitor logs show that Alan Davidson, Google's Director of Public Policy and Government Affairs, has had at least three meetings with officials at the National Security Council since the beginning of last year. And John Simpson also has written that based on today's Washington Post series, it appears Google holds classified U.S. government contracts to supply search and geospatial information to the U.S. government. That series they did last week. That does it for the broadcast. I'll be speaking tomorrow in Columbus, Ohio, at noon. Go to our website, check it out. Democracy Now! Produced by Mike Berkshire from Duncan Deuce, Anjali Kamat, Steve Martinez. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
For the latest adventures in modern music, listen to Sounds from the Tall House with your host, Michael Mucci. Every other Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on CFRU 93.3 FM.
Come one, come all, and check out Out on the Shelf, your friendly neighborhood queer library and resource center. Out on the Shelf can provide you with over 2,000 book titles of special interest to your needs or your curiosities. We also have a countless variety of magazines, movie titles, pamphlets, and many other queer and trans resources available for you and the community. So come on in and visit us at Out on the Shelf, located at 141 Woolwich Street at the base of the Matrix building on the corner of Aramasa, and meet some of our many volunteers who work hard to keep our space safe and confidential. Help yourself to a cup of tea, browse the shelves, or kick up your feet and crack open one of your favorite books. To find out our hours and learn more on Out on the Shelf, please check out outontheshelf.ca or give us a call at 519-515-0691.
Hariri. Syria, which backs Hezbollah, and Saudi Arabia, which has great influence over Mr. Hariri's Sunni community, have pledged to work together to prevent renewed conflict. New figures show that U.S. economic growth has slowed in the last 3 months, raising concern about the strength of the recovery. Here's our business reporter, Mark Gregory.
The U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 2.4% between April and June, compared with nearly 4% in the previous quarter. The slowdown in growth reflected a surge in imports and weak consumer spending. But the figures weren't all bad. Business investment rose sharply in the second quarter, as did construction of new homes. Nonetheless, the overall picture is of an economy that's probably recovering too slowly to create the new jobs needed to bring down high levels of unemployment.
This is the World News from the BBC. Wildfires raging amid a heat wave in central Russia are now reported to have killed at least 25 people. The Prime Minister, Vladimir Putin, visited one village destroyed by the fires near the city of Nizhny Novgorod. He promised the villagers their homes would be rebuilt before winter. From Moscow, here's Richard Galpin.
The situation has got much worse as strong winds fan the flames of hundreds of fires burning in 14 regions of the country, including around the capital. Russian television stations have been showing dramatic pictures of villages burnt to the ground and vast plumes of smoke rising up into the sky. Against this, the fire engines and planes dropping water seem almost insignificant. Although now the President, Dmitry Medvedev, has ordered the armed forces to help in the battle to extinguish the flames.
The French President Nicolas Sarkozy has said he wants to strip immigrants who threaten the lives of police officers or public officials of their French nationality. Mr. Sarkozy was speaking in the southeastern city of Grenoble, which recently witnessed rioting after a suspected armed robber of North African origin died during a police chase. The Speaker of Italy's lower house of Parliament, Gianfranco Fini, has said that he will not step down despite calls by the Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi. The two politicians used to be allies but fell out after Mr. Fini began to take a strong stand against corruption and demanded that all politicians being pursued in the courts should resign. Mr. Berlusconi, who is fighting legal cases connected to his media empire, has hit back, saying Mr. Fini's position is incompatible with that of their party. Bulgarian news agencies say the internationally acclaimed folk singer Stefka Sabotoniva has died at the age of 80. She was a key member of the Bulgarian state television female choir, whose recording project combined vocal agility with dense, complex and accompanied harmonies.
You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Paul Henley. Welcome to Europe Today. First, the heat wave that has plagued much of Russia this summer has contributed to hugely destructive fires now. 25 people are thought to have been killed in them. The Russian Prime Minister has been visiting one village nearly 500 kilometres east of the capital, where all 341 houses have been burnt to the ground. Fires have all but encircled Voronezh in the south, and the city is choked with smog. Today, President Medvedev authorised the army to help with the effort to control the fires.
As for the idea of involving the Defence Ministry, I'm giving authorization for that. That's fine. Let them take part in this with all they've got. I will instruct the Minister accordingly.
Thousands of people have been forced to leave their homes. These in Nizhny Novgorod region described what had happened to them.
300 meters, это вообще язык пламени был и огненными шарами.
Flames were about 300 meters. There were fireballs. It was awful. Half the village was engulfed in seconds, in split seconds. People couldn't do anything.
Everything was on fire. I did not want to leave the house. I need conveniences. I can't do anything. They took me away. They told me they could not do otherwise because everything would burn down.
Artem Krechetnikov is from the BBC's Russian service in Moscow.
Forest and peat bog fires happen in central Russia every hot and dry summer, but this time the situation is really tragic. 25 people have perished in blaze over the last 24 hours, and the death toll is expected to rise. And
the email. What? The email. Hey, strong man. You like techno at all? If you do, what kind? Silent J. Oh, very clever. Well, it's not really my style, but I heard a techno song one time that went like...
Yes, what it is, warm up.
Turn it out. The weekend is here.
Now your host, DJ Amps.
How you doing, everyone? DJ Amps here. Yes, this is your Friday night warm-up. Thanks for joining us here on CFRU 93.3 FM, an amplified radio style. We're going to bang through a whole bunch of house music in the next little while, so stick around with us. Joined alongside me, Mr. Feelgood. How are you feeling?
Feeling good.
Excellent. So in the next hour, you're going to hear material like this. So those songs and a whole bunch more, including some Funk Agenda, you said, which is fantastic. We're going to roll along right now, starting things off, Paul Oakenfold called Firefly, Kenneth Thomas on the remix to get things going here. If you'd like to reach us here in the station, you can do so, 519-837-CFRU, that's 837-2378. Stay with us, lots to come here on Amplified Radio.
Okay, my voice is a little sharp, but let's we'll give it. I guess young and screaming people out there. All right, so. Hi, what's up? This is Jello.
Hey, this is Santa Vendorne. You're listening to...
Hi, I'm DJ Calco.
Hey, this is Satiris.
How you doing? This is Judge Jules, and you're listening to DJ Am.
This is Armin Van Buren, you're listening to DJ Am.
Hi, this is Mark Knight.
Hey, it's Paul Oakenfold here, and I'm kicking it with DJ Am.
Hey, this is Ferry Corson.
Hi, this is David Guetta, and you're checking out DJ Am's right here on Amplified Radio.
You don't touch that guy.
Check it out.
AmplifiedRadio.com.
Music from Adrian Lux. It's called Can't Sleep. Big man on the block right now, Avicii versus Feel Good on the remix. No relation to Mr. Feel Good here, right?
Not at all.
None at all. And you just played?
I just played The Mighty Ming, new release by Dave Seaman and Funk Agenda.
And on the way?
We got some Jay Lumen coming up.
Fantastic. You're listening to Amplified Radio, the Friday Night Warm-Up edition here live on CFRU 93.3 FM, 21 minutes after noon, getting you prepped for your weekend. Lots going on this weekend. We'll tell you some of the events coming up. If you want to go check something out in and around the Guelph area, you can do so. We'd also love to hear from you, 837-2378, that's 509-837-CFRU. If you'd like to chat with us, let us know if you have a song or something you want to hear. We have music still to come from Gina Starr, as well as the new one from House Monster.